It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And we got a lot to chat about as we continue along the show. Thank you for being here today. Jeff Bartos is going to join us later. RNC Chairman Michael Whatley is going to join us. So we got a big show. It's a big deal. And we are cooking with gasoline today. And by the way, you know, I just one point on this whole issue of elitism, just elitism in general. And this is what bothers me probably more than anything in life, is people that think that they're smarter than you. And you see that a lot on social media. If you disagree with somebody, they immediately start attacking you based on, you know, what do you read books? They attack your intelligence. They do that a lot to Trump supporters. And they've had that happen to them over the years. And that's another thing that plays into their support of Trump, is that Trump doesn't look down on anybody. He just doesn't look down on people. So if you've noticed recently, the left has been trying to spread these rumors that Trump really secretly hates the people that vote for him, that he secretly mocks them and looks down on them. And that nothing could be further from the truth. Nothing. I mean, he genuinely, truly appreciates people that work for a living. He does. And the problem for the Democrats is they don't appreciate people that work for a living. They don't. They look down on them. They look down on them and they mock them. And that's why when the Democrats decided that they were going to start paying off people's college loans, it mattered a lot to blue collar workers who said, hey, not for nothing, but I got a loan on my van. I got a loan on my business. I got to pay off my equipment. We get nothing. And that's because the elites look down on these guys and gals. And they do. And that's a problem for them. It's a problem for the Democrat Party. As James Carville said, they have become the party of the coastal elites and the faculty lounge. And the other thing is that by going on this podcast, this Call Your Daddy podcast, I mean, this is a podcast that gets into some very raunchy, graphic, sexual details. And I'm not a prude, but what I'm saying, though, is that the idea that they're going to have the potential President of the United States go on a podcast like this to relate to people says that they are all about one thing, and that is the far left base that wakes up every day and thinks about nothing but abortion. Really, that's what it is. And going on this podcast to appeal to that base says to everybody else out there, you mean nothing to me. You mean nothing to me. And her, this woman who hosts this podcast, just a couple details about this that I think are very interesting. She does a lot of things on there about oral, you know, and lots of other things that are not exactly family friendly. So here you have the vice president of the United States going on that podcast. Who are you reaching on there? You're reaching just the base of the Democrat Party, the extreme left base of the party. You think deeper for a second. Why would you do that at this stage of the campaign? Is it possible that Kamala Harris has not locked down crazy? Remember, I was saying that about Joe Biden. I was saying Joe Biden hasn't locked down crazy. He has not locked down the crazy part of his base. What if Kamala Harris hasn't either? And what if the base is just simply not motivated to get out there for her? What if they're that worried about just getting base voters out? Now, you may think to yourself, that's nuts, because they're going to get Donald Trump. They're going to come out just to stop Donald Trump. OK, but what if the base voters in the extreme left of the party actually feel a little bit slighted by the fact that a woman who got no votes in the Democrat primary is the nominee, that none of them had a say in any of this? Now, you're never going to hear the corporate media report that. And I don't know how many people that actually have friends who are Democrats talk to them about this issue. And probably if you do have friends who are Democrats, they're not extremists, I would imagine, if they're still friends with you. But the base voters are the people that vote in primaries who get actively engaged in this stuff. And they've been passionately supporting certain people over the years. They were just completely taken for granted and said, now you have to support Kamala Harris. What if for a lot of them, they feel as if absolutely not. It's finally now we have to teach the elites of the Democrat Party a lesson. And that lesson is you just can't take us for granted. You just can't shove a new nominee in our face. That's not how this works. You have to ask us for permission. And we're tired of being taken for granted. You did this in 2020 by a lot of these people are Bernie people. And you did this in 2020 by rolling over Bernie. And we're not going to let you do it again. And I told you this the other day, when Joe Biden steps in the middle and completely blocks Kamala Harris because of the press conference or the rally that she's doing in Detroit, Michigan, and Joe Biden gets out there and he does that to take attention away from her. And then she says, Kamala and I are one and the same. We're the same people. That was not an accident. Now, I was joking the other night on Jimmy's show about celebrity endorsements. And the joke that I had ready to go, and I didn't get a chance to do it, was Joe Biden's the best celebrity endorsement Donald Trump's ever gotten. I mean, by upstaging her at that rally and then by coming out and saying, my policies that you hate, yeah, those are her policies. Everything you hate about America right now, you can blame her for, not just me. You can blame her too. I don't think he wants her to win. I think there's a part, my guess is, you don't go on a podcast like Call Me Daddy or Daddy Issues or whatever the hell it's called, a podcast that routinely goes down the idea of, you don't go on there unless if you've locked down your base, that's a waste of a candidate's time. That's a waste of a candidate's time. There's no reason to do that unless you're just worried that the base is going to sit home, that there's no enthusiasm here. And what if, just go with this for a second, what if stopping Trump is not enough? Because the reality is, deep down inside, they know that Trump's not Hitler. They know that Trump's not Mussolini. They know that Trump's not going to put people in camps. They know that Trump is not going to destroy democracy because he was there for 4 years. And what if some of these base Democrats think to themselves, it might be better to let him win? I saw an article today about all these Republicans who are secretly hoping that Trump loses so that they could be the end of MAGA. First of all, it's not going to be the end of MAGA if Trump loses, because MAGA is bigger than just Trump. It represents a seismic shift within the Republican Party of a coalition of working class people that used to be Democrat voters who saw the Democrats' war on energy and how it went after their jobs. And that coalition of working class voters went over to the Republican side of the aisle. They're not getting those people back for a long, long time, because the Democrat Party has embraced the climate kooks in favor of the working class guys and the elites. And that's why they said, we'll pay down your student loan debt. So you hear these stories about people that say, these Republicans are quietly going to vote against Trump. They're not going to tell anybody because they want to see the death of MAGA. OK, what if it's the same thing on the left? Now, remember something else, too. We're talking about if Trump wins, it's 4 years max. He's term limited. They're not going to change the Constitution. They don't have time. They're not going to give him. He's not going to stay in office. He already he could have stayed in office last time and he didn't. He left. Do you think Gavin Newsom wants 8 years of comp? You know, she wins. Now she's automatically running for re-election 4 years from now. Do you think Kamala, do you think Gavin Newsom wants that? Do you think King Philip the Unaccountable, his royal rugness in New Jersey, wants that? You think Josh Shapiro wants that? Especially after that guy was just passed over for Kamala Harris? And what about the Democrat base? What if the Democrat base doesn't want that either? What if they think to themselves, you know what? This is our opportunity to tell the establishment, go blank yourself. You can't do this to us. You don't get to just take us for granted anymore. And we'll deal with Trump for 4 years, but then in 28, we can start fresh and not have the elites control all this. And then you have the Biden people who also, I don't think, want her to win. Biden's going to pardon Hunter and he'll walk off into the sunset, literally at the beach. It'll be a sunrise, but I don't think it's a sunset. And he'll build his sandcastles and he'll get to tell everybody, hey, I'm the only guy that ever beat Donald Trump. And that'll be the end of it. And that can be his legacy. And that'll be it. And then she goes down and you've got Muslims in Michigan who don't come out for her because they say she still is too much with Israel. You have Jewish voters that don't come out for her because they say she's not with Israel enough, just like what Jimmy and I talked about. You have base Democrat voters that say, listen, you don't get to just give us a new nominee. That's not how this works. You don't get to just ignore us. You did this crap before and we're not going to fall for it again. And then you have another problem for Democrats, which is you've got black voters, Latino voters and others who have watched. And this matters. I'm telling you, this matters. As that coalition of Democrats has said, we are going to side with the most radical extremists when it comes to your children chopping off body parts and playing on sports with, you know, your little girl on a team with a bio dude who has a beard, as they all bash J.D. Vance for having a beard. And you think black and Latino voters, particularly if they have any amount of religion in their lives, do you think they want this from a party that says, we know it's best for your kids and you're not going to get to know if your kid goes to school and identifies as a different gender? And if your kid wants to chop it off, you don't get a say as a parent. If your kid's 13, 14 years old, too bad. Does that, like that guy in that clip that I played who looks at they done make Black Santa gay, that guy from the Macy's clip, and I'll play it again a little bit later in the show. He's tired of this crap. He's tired of this nonsense. But if you have Democrat, if this coalition is in such shambles because you've allowed crazy in, but you haven't locked down crazy, what do you do? You let crazy in. You let the virus out of the lab. And the crazy virus of the Democrat Party took over the party, the campus elites, the faculty lounges. They said to the working class people, we'd rather have windmills than you. We'd rather have you laying broadband cable than you have your job. And we want to embrace a movement that's so radical. We're going to fight so that your two-year-old will have drag queen story hour. And at the same time, we're going to fight for open borders so that the cities are overwhelmed and you lose your community rec centers. And black and Latino voters go, this is crazy town. Blue collar workers who used to vote Democrat and are union guys go, this is crazy town. So the environmental kooks have driven out the working people. The social kooks have driven out the black and Latino voters. What's left? What's left for them except for the people that are voting on abortion? Well, guess what? I mean, if that's their issue, they're already voting Democrat. That's it. Except if they think to themselves, this issue is not. I mean, if they wake up passionately about this and they listen to the Call Me Daddy podcast or I've Got Daddy Issues podcast. Yeah, OK, they're voting. The other people that may feel a certain way on this issue, for them, they go, this is not the issue. Not here in Pennsylvania, not here in Michigan. It's not the issue. So that does not drive the needle. I think that her going on this podcast is a sign that she's got a base problem. She's got a base problem. And now you may think to yourself, but wait a second, Rich. Doesn't Trump do conservative shows? Yeah, but have you noticed recently he's been going on more podcasts that appeal to an entirely different subset of people? He's been doing podcasts with people I've never heard of. I've literally never heard of these people, but they have millions of people that listen to their podcasts. And they're social influencers, and they've got millions of people, and he's not just doing Hannity. You know what I mean? It's if you have to, at this stage in the game, do a podcast that is controversial with people outside of your base, that tells me you haven't locked down your base yet. That may be the biggest story here that nobody is talking about in the 2024 election. Trump's base is locked down. I mean, it's solid. You don't get 100,000 people coming to Butler, which was the site of an assassination attempt. You don't have that unless that base is locked down, solidly locked down. But what if the thing, the variable in this election that nobody's talking about is the Democrats not locking down their own base and Kamala Harris not locking down crazy, as the Democrats are bleeding coalitions that they once took for granted, like working class people, union guys and gals, black voters and Latino voters? That's a problem. That is a major problem. And there's a thing in politics where people are willing to lose if they think they can win the next time around with a greater outcome that gives them more power in something. So for the Never Trumpers, for example, they thought, OK, I'll deal with maybe they vote for Kamala Harris now. But why would they do that, really, knowing that Trump is term limited? And are there enough of them to bring down Trump? Absolutely not. No way. No way. There's just not enough for them. So I think you're going to have more people that actually say, I was a Never Trumper, like that guy on that show last week. But now I'm coming out and I'm supporting Donald Trump again because of the economy, because of all the things the left has done to this country. And in Pennsylvania, you get people that might have said, I wasn't with Trump before. I voted for Biden in 2020. But I voted for Trump in 2016, but I'm going back to Trump now because I've seen that Joe Biden, when he got into office on day one and kills the Keystone XL pipeline, even though he talked like a moderate, he's Kamala Harris. With her policies, he's Kamala Harris. So those guys are like, I'm not supporting this party. I'm out. And then if the Democrat base, if the crazy base thinks we got to deal with, it's either 4 years of him or 8 years potentially of the elites controlling us again and taking away our choices of who we get to choose and vote for, they may just go with Trump. Take the dive and then use that to build up for 2028. Nobody would talk about that in the media because they're rallying around her to such a degree. I see the way they're rallying around her right now, and it tells me that there are alarm bells ringing out everywhere. Alarm bells are ringing out everywhere, and it's not good. Because you don't need to circle the wagons like this if they thought those polls showed that she was ahead. But at the same time, if you think your problem is with moderate voters, why are you going on such a controversial podcast like Call Me Daddy? Why would call her daddy, whatever the hell it is? Why would you do that? Knowing that you're going to offend people. I'm telling you, there's more to this. I want to play you this clip from Steve Kornacki, MSNBC Steve Kornacki. There's a lot in this here. He goes on Meet the Press yesterday, and he ran down some of the voter registration data and demographic polling on Pennsylvania. By the way, big numbers out of Pennsylvania today. I'm going to get into those numbers. Big numbers in terms of Republican registration. For the first time, they have now outpaced the Democrats statewide. That 80,000 registration gap that the Democrats had over Republicans is now officially gone, thanks to the great work of people like Scott Pressler and P.A. Chase. Gone. Republicans now have a registration advantage they have never seen before in the state of Pennsylvania. There's a lot more to this here. Let's go with Kornacki here, analyzing this. Very excited in his khakis, cut 14.
believe it or not, in the Trump era, there are only 10 counties in the entire state where Democrats perform better now than they did before Trump came along. However, some of these counties are very big. Focus on these four collar counties right outside Philadelphia: Delaware, Chester, Montgomery, Bucks. More than a fifth of the vote statewide is going to come out of there. And look what's been happening here. Last pre-Trump election in these collar counties outside Philly, Democrats won them. Obama won by 9 points, about 120,000 votes. Look what happened in 2020. Almost a 20-point Democratic margin, nearly a 300,000 vote margin. This is where the Democrats have been growing. Suburbs, places with lots of concentrations of high college degrees. Can Harris do even better in those collar counties? That's critical for her. And then from Trump's standpoint, there's a lot of rural counties in the state that have gotten redder, small rural. But let's talk about this collection here. Some people call this the Latino Belt of Pennsylvania. These are counties that have some small, mid-sized cities with rapidly growing Latino populations. And we've been talking about Trump improving relative to 2020 and 2016 among Hispanic voters. Well, you can see it. Here are some of the cities in that Latino belt in Pennsylvania. Reading, Pennsylvania, it's 70% Latino. Now, it was overwhelmingly Democratic in 2020. Joe Biden won by 45 points. But look at that. That's down almost 20 points from 2012. Hazleton, Pennsylvania, more than 60% Hispanic. In 2012, Democrats won it narrowly. It's now a double-digit Trump place. Allentown, it has come down 10 points in its margin for Democrats. Can Trump grow new support in the Latino counties, the emerging Latino counties with large populations of Latino voters in Pennsylvania? That's a key from his campaign standpoint to the state, to the Keystone State.
Let's understand that this shift, Latino voters, is huge. So I want to be clear, because I kind of misspoke and I said that the Democrat registration is gone. It's not completely gone. I mean, I'll give you the actual numbers here. So a week ago, Democrats had an advantage of 333,315 voter registrations. Today, that lead has been narrowed down to 325,000. So the Republicans have gained 8,000 voters. And the Democrats have gained 8,000 voters. Republicans have gained 16,000 voters in just recent time. There's another number here that I want to give you too, and this is the mail-in ballot requests in Pennsylvania, because everybody keeps talking about Pennsylvania. Top line: Democrats are down 440,000 requests as of this date right now, mail-in ballot requests compared to 2020. They're down 440,000 mail-in ballot requests compared to 2020. All right, now maybe you say, okay, but that's just because there's not a pandemic. No, I think there's a major enthusiasm problem here among their base. I think they've got a problem. It's so bad because there is no longer a Democrat Party that is united, because the coalitions have literally fought each other in such a way that they've caused other coalitions to break off. Think about it, like it's like kids in your, you pick those kids, and then the other kids in the house didn't feel special and they moved out. So you pick the climate kook kids, and you pick the chop a body part off kids, and you pick the open borders kids, and then all the other voters in your they all moved out of the house. The people that wanted a secure border, they moved out. The working class people, they moved out. And the people that said, I want to be involved in my kid's life, and they're gone. There they moved out. Now, this house now is very quiet. There's a lot more room in this house now because of what you've done. So keep that in mind as we continue along the show here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. We got a big show for you today. I'm very, very excited. I want to thank my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding for their great work and 10% off inflation relief discount for you when you reach out to Emmons. 10% off windows, doors, siding, and so much more. Your home will not only look better from the curb, you're going to have the peace and protection, peace of mind of knowing that you're in good hands with Emmons Roofing and Siding. Just go to emmonsroofing.com, and they serve our entire region of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. So trust the team at Emmons, just like I have for all these years. We used them in two different houses. They did our roof in the old house, windows, doors, siding. This is what I'm talking about. It's a team that you can trust. Matt and Stephanie know how important they are to you, to know how important you are to me. And they're going to make sure they do the job right for you. So reach out to them today and take advantage of that 10% off inflation relief discount. Winter's coming, so make sure that roof is in good shape. If you have a shore property, don't forget, winters are brutal on the Jersey Shore. So take care of that roof today. EmmonsRoofing.com, EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling,
come on, move.
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, yeah, baby. We got sunshine. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. We're going to have sunshine on Friday in Cape May. Forecast is looking good. We're going to be live this Friday in Cape May. So please come out and join us for that at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. It's going to be a great day, a lot of fun. And I hope you'll make time for it because live shows are a blast. And it's always great to get the Zeoli Army together in person. You make friends, new friends. We got some people coming to celebrate birthdays and anniversaries. And it's just a lot of fun. Oh, let me give my friend Connie Adams a birthday shout out. Happy birthday, Connie. Today's her birthday. And I know that because yesterday I was at Lee Pravorsky celebrating his birthday. Congratulations, Lee, and his beautiful wife, Karen, their birthdays. So happy birthdays. So we're going to do more. We're going to do birthday shout outs, anniversary shout outs on Friday, all kinds of great stuff in Cape May at the Grand Hotel. So hopefully you'll join us for that. It'll be a lot of fun. I think we'll have a good time. I know we will. I can guarantee you a good time. It will be a lot of fun. This is the thing that I wanted to mention about Tim Walz, which I got a problem with him on so many different levels. I find him to be he's bad at this. You know, he's bad at this whole interview thing. And Shannon Bream challenged him on Minnesota abortion law. Look, I hate talking about this issue on this show. I hate it, but it has to be discussed in this context because he's lying about not only Minnesota's law, but they're also exploiting the death of a woman for political purposes. And it's shameful what they're doing. It really is. It's shameful what they're doing. And you have to know this because the manipulation that occurs in this country all the time, and we are being manipulated constantly. And there is a woman named Amber Thurman. And you heard about this in the debate, and they're using her death to say that Trump's abortion laws will kill women. So first, Tim Walz dodges the question about Minnesota's abortion laws, and he lies about that. And, you know, my buddy Andy Bloom was on last week, and he did a good job for us of clarifying that, yes, in fact, Minnesota is one of the states that allows abortion post-birth and, I mean, death of the baby post-birth, where they don't have to save it. And they've had eight deaths as a result of that. But the exploitation of this woman in this manner, this Amber Thurman, is terrible. So she's 28 years old. She's in Atlanta. Had to travel a long distance to North Carolina to try and get care because Georgia prohibits abortion after 6 weeks. Amber Thurman died in that journey back and forth. That's what Governor Tim Walz said. His source was an article by Kavita Serrana of ProPublica. Ms. Serrana reports that in August of 2022, 9 weeks pregnant with twins, Thurman made an appointment at a North Carolina clinic for a dilation procedure, or DNC. It's a surgical abortion. She drove there, arrived late, and was given the abortion pills instead, mifepristone and mifepristol. After taking the first pill, she insisted on driving home before any symptoms started. Days later, after vomiting and passing out at home, she was taken to a suburban Atlanta hospital where she reported a tender abdomen. Doctors noted a foul odor during her pelvic exam and an ultrasound showed possible tissue in her uterus. She needed a DNC, but according to the reporter, the state had criminalized that procedure with few exceptions, and practitioners who performed it risked up to a decade in prison. Physicians operated some 20 hours after her admission. After diagnosing her with acute severe sepsis, she died. In the 56th paragraph of the story, the writer of the story acknowledges, quote, "It is not clear from the records available why doctors waited to provide a DNC to Thurman." Now, Mr. Walz obviously didn't read that far, and the article's title is meant to give the opposite impression, that abortion bans have delayed emergency medical care. In Georgia, experts say this mother's death was preventable. That's the title of the article. Kamala Harris has also cited this woman's case to support her claim that the Trump abortion ban means doctors have to wait until the patient is at death's door before they take action. Both the Harris-Walz account and the ProPublica gloss over leave out several complications. First, about the pills themselves. Thurman's death affirms what anti-abortion activists have argued, that the two-pill abortion regimen is actually far more dangerous than its advocates claim. The Food and Drug Administration in 2016 allowed non-physicians to prescribe mifepristone, stopped requiring follow-up visits to evaluate patients for potential complications, and permitted use up to 10 weeks gestation when it was originally 7. 5 years later, the FDA eliminated the requirement that women be evaluated in person by any medical professional. That was politics. That was not based on medical science. That was capitulating to the politics of the abortion movement. Georgia's statute, the law which Governor Brian Kemp signed in 2019. I'm sorry, let me go back one paragraph here. Christina Francis, who's the CEO of the American Association of Pro-Life OBGYNs, has written in these pages that the new protocols lead to far greater risk in the event of ectopic pregnancy, whose symptoms are similar to the normal effect of the abortion pills. According to the FDA's label, after taking the regimen, between 2.9% and 4.6% of women visit the emergency room for an adverse reaction. Now, let's get into the Georgia law, okay, to see if the law actually led to her death. The law which governs, and look, and this matters. It matters because it's like the hate crime hoaxes, you know, that our friend Dr. Wilfred Riley's written about. I hate when people exploit this crap and they exploit somebody's death or they exploit a crime that's not a hate crime for political purposes. And it just, it's something that really infuriates me. It's one of those things that I just go, this is not okay. And we have to set the record straight in this stuff. Okay? Georgia's statute, the law which Governor Brian Kemp signed in 2019 and a state judge in Atlanta enjoined last week, defines abortion as an act intended to cause the death of an unborn child when a detectable human heartbeat is present. Thurman's unborn children were, it seems, already dead. Even if they hadn't been, however, the law allows for immediate treatment when a physician determines, in reasonable medical judgment, that a medical emergency exists or that the pregnancy is medically futile. Contrary to the lie that was told by Tim Walz of the debate, contrary to the lie that was told, that is being told by Kamala Harris's campaign, no abortion statute in the country requires doctors to wait until the patient is at death's door to intervene. Not one. Several states with restrictive abortion laws, including Georgia, Florida, and Texas, have taken formal actions to counter this misinformation. Other states with similar laws ought to communicate directly with hospitals and doctors to do the same. Now, let's talk about the hospital for a second. The hospital where this woman died, Piedmont Henry Hospital in Stockbridge, where Thurman died, Medicare's rating gives it 2 out of 5 stars and reports that only 41% of patients with severe sepsis or septic shock received appropriate care. The national average in those situations is 61%. Patient reviews report lower than average satisfaction with the hospital's cleanliness, responsiveness, and communication. The hospital might have been under-resourced, and as even the ProPublica article notes, a D&C procedure requires an anesthesiologist, nurse, attending physicians, and others, a host of staff that might have been more readily available at another hospital. Such tragedies also occur in states with permissive abortion laws, actually. In Nevada, where abortion is legal until 24 weeks, Aliona Dixon, 24 years old, died on September 28, 2022, owing to complications from septic abortion. 6 days after a Planned Parenthood clinic reportedly gave her the same pills that Thurman took. Dixon's widower has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the hospital where she was initially treated and discharged. The complaint cites a physician's report declaration that the hospital failed to adequately rule out sepsis as a cause of Ms. Dixon's symptoms. Each of these details complicates the Harris-Waltz narrative that Donald Trump is ultimately to blame for Amber Thurman's death. That may be a politically convenient claim, but it grossly ignores the facts, stokes needless fear among vulnerable women and medical professionals alike, and exploits a young woman who tragically died. And it's a shameful political exaggeration, exploitation of this woman that is, it's just so wrong. Now, Shannon Bream pushed back on Tim Walz over his claims in Minnesota. And again, this matters. Look, like I said, I hate discussing this stuff on the show, but we are under the 30-day mark where this issue could be a defining issue, at least among what I'm told, suburban women voters. I don't buy it. I really don't. I think the economy matters more. And I think that they particularly don't believe the Democrats' fear factoring on this stuff, but it definitely matters, okay? So here's Tim Walz with Shannon Bream, who owned him over this, cut 31.
Donald Trump's asking for a nationwide abortion ban.
Wait, he has said repeatedly that he will not sign a national abortion ban. Are you calling that just, it's a flat-out lie?
Yes, of course. And Senator Vance has in the past said so, too. Now, look, they may see this as an election issue. We see it as a right of women to make their own bodily decisions. And that's what the states like my state have the ability to put that in. States like Georgia force women to cross the border, and then we have a death of Amber Thurman. So let's be very clear. Trying to cut hairs on an issue on this is not where the American public's at. They want the restoration of Roe versus Wade. Vice President Harris said she would sign it. That's what we'll do when we're elected.
But to be clear, the Minnesota law is far beyond Roe v. Wade. And about the Amber Thurman case in Georgia, her family has, and it's tragic, she is a young mother who left behind a young son. But what her family has said is it was a complication from an abortion pill that she received, and she didn't get proper care when she went to a Georgia hospital, which had multiple opportunities to intervene there. Her own attorney, the family's attorney, says it wasn't the Georgia law, it was the hospital's. What he claims is malpractice, not treating her when she clearly showed up in distress and still had the byproducts of her pregnancy because of that rare complication from the abortion pill. So just to be clear on the Georgia law and how her family and her attorney sees it.
Okay. Now, the family wants to sue the blank out of this hospital. All right, let me let you know a little secret here. The lawyers always win. The family wants to sue the blank out of this hospital for her death. So they don't want Tim Walz out there blaming Donald Trump for this. They want the hospital blamed. And the hospital does deserve, obviously, potentially some blame in this. I'm not an attorney, clearly. I don't know all of the laws are regarding this kind of a situation. But I know one thing. If the family's attorney is going on record and saying it wasn't Donald Trump that killed her, it was the hospital, that means money. That means cha-ching. And that's the old Zioli rule. The lawyers always win. Okay? But the fact that they're exploiting this is shameful. And also getting in the way of a potential massive medical malpractice lawsuit that the family is trying to get here. Unbelievable stuff, right? 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. Appreciate you being here. We're loaded up. We got a big show still to come, including we're going to talk about, well, lots of different things. But I want, when we get back, I got to let you know what the latest fear-mongering is around Donald Trump. You're going to love this. This is great. This is amazing. This might be my favorite clip of the day. I'll get to this in just a second. But I want to thank Dr. Mike Veneria for being my family's dentist. So Bridget went to see him just the other day. You know, she has a beautiful new smile. She had a beautiful smile before, but he upgraded her smile because she had veneers that needed to be replaced. And he gave her these beautiful caps and her smile looks great. So I went in to check. Everything's looking great. Smile's beautiful. Look, if you need a new smile and the holidays are coming, all those pictures you're going to get, Dr. Mike Veneria is the man you want to go see. He's the best at what he does, and he'll give you the smile of your dreams. You need a dental implant? Listen, dental implants are complicated stuff, all right? Go see the best there is. That's Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. He has two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. So what are you waiting for? Reach out to him today. If you have had an estimate for complicated dental work, get a second opinion with Dr. Mike. And he also does family dentistry as well. In fact, the entire Zioli family goes to Dr. Mike Veneria. That's right. Even baby Reagan. Well, toddler terrorist Reagan, but she goes to Dr. Veneria too. And yes, Mama Zioli discovered Dr. Veneria, so we'll give her all the credit. She discovered him for our family anyway. VeneriaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. My buddy, my dentist, and the master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. Hey, DeSantis, what did you think of the Fela segment before, by the way?
The one you did with him on Saturday night at Fox or the one earlier today on our show?
No, I know you didn't watch the one on Fox Saturday night. I know you didn't watch it. I'm not even asking. I'm not even trying anymore. You know what I mean?
No,
you know
I did.
You watched it?
Well, no, I didn't watch the whole thing.
Yeah,
that would
exactly
be insane. But I did watch clips of it.
Yeah, because I sent you clips. That's why. I sent you clips. You know what you like? You're like the husband who gives up asking his wife for relations. You don't even bother anymore. That's what it's like with you, asking you to watch Fox News Saturday night. I don't even ask anymore. I know the answer is no. You got a headache. I'm not even trying. So I can't believe I used that analogy with you, but nevertheless.
Well, I noticed that you made the proclamation that Justin Trudeau had a father other than Pierre Trudeau, and no one interrupted you and said allegedly. I was very disappointed.
It was wonderful to not have the censorati follow me on television. I was free to proclaim that Justin Trudeau is the bastard love child of Fidel Castro, and they got past the Fox News censors. Look at that.
Laptop. I was just screaming at my laptop during the segment.
You're screaming, allegedly! Allegedly! the failless segment today on the radio show.
Oh, it was very funny. Getting rave reviews online, I should.
Rave reviews? Excellent. All right, so here's what we're going to do, because it's his first day. The show is launching on the station, and I want to do everything I can to help him. And I want to get on a train and get the hell home. We're going to replay that in the 6 o'clock hour. How does that sound?
Sounds good to me.
Good. And just so you know, I did check with our esteemed brand manager / Darth Stalker / Corporate Shill / Kale & Company co-host, and he said fine. So we're gonna play that again. If you missed an encore presentation in the 6 o'clock hour, because it's his first night launching on PHC, and I want to make sure it's a big hit for him. So I want to make sure it's a success and do everything I can to help him. And, you know, that's the game. That's what you do, right? It's what you do in life. Help each other out. I think, except for you. You don't help me. That's the thing. Except, see, like, if you were on national television, I'd watch you. But, you know, what? Forget it. Doesn't matter. Forget it. Hell with it.
It's Saturday night. I got stuff going on.
You have nothing going on. You have no life, A. B, you have nothing else to do. And C, you have nothing. You don't watch anything else. You don't even like anything else. You do nothing.
I'm very popular. I have to see people. I have to interact with people on the weekend. Otherwise, they get very disappointed.
Oh, is it Kimmy's anniversary? Happy birthday. Happy anniversary, Kimmy. I met Kimmy and her husband at the Grand Hotel at Cape May, but now I'm having a moment. I can't remember his name. Shoot. So, Kimmy, tell me your husband's name so I can wish you both a happy anniversary. Yeah, Matt has a headache. That's right. You don't even ask anymore. You're like, I know the answer's going to be you're not in the mood to watch Fox News Saturday night. Well, it was our highest rated show yet, I'm told. So there you go. Boom. All right? Boom. Highest rated show yet. Huge. But, you know, I was thinking about this earlier. I mean, when Jimmy came on with me in the 3 o'clock hour, I don't have to introduce him to this audience. This audience knows him very well, don't you think? Like, you notice we didn't get into a lot of time about him being a cab driver or any of his background or that BS, because I think everybody knows him very well on this show, don't you think?
Oh, for sure. He hung out with everybody at Cape May over the summer. He was super generous with his time. Everybody loves him.
He's already like part of the show and part of the family. So I just figured let's just get into it and talk about the issues of the day, you know? And was I complimentary enough to him on his big day, or did I take too many shots, you think?
No, I thought it was good. I thought the Macy's bit that you and him did was also hilarious.
No, but was I complimentary to him enough on his big day? Like, did I give him enough praise and prompts, or were there too many shots? All right. Because there's always a balance, you know, between the chop busting and also the, you know, boosting up your buddy on his big day. So it's kind of a thing, you know?
It would be weird if you paid him too many compliments. Then I think it would have come off as strange.
It would come off as strange. It would come off as weird, right? Yeah, that's true. And I'll go back to busting his chops now completely after that. So, you know.
Yeah.
You know, one day of me being nice, and that's all you get. What do we got? We got to take a break soon. This segment was a waste of time, of everybody's time. Sorry about that.
I don't know if you saw in chat, but Kimmy said her husband's name was Brian.
Brian! I knew that. Thank you, Justin. Brian and Kimmy, happy anniversary. That's great. Minnie says, leave Matt DeSantis alone, Rich. He is one of the best producers at WPHT when he doesn't have a headache. That's very good. Oh, thank Jimmy's you, right. Jimmy, spot on. Matt's good, but he's no Dan Borowski. Yeah, boom. Exactly right. I say that every day. Mean. I actually have a tattoo on my arm that says that. DeSantis is no Borowski. I've been saying that for years, Jimmy. Thank you for finally echoing that. 100%.
It's a little hurtful. A little hurtful.
People want to hear the Trump the dump 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 again today. Do we want to play that again?
Absolutely.
I do have that.
Do you have it? Let's just hear that one part. Can we just hear that one part? It makes me happy.
Give me a second. I'm pulling it up.
It makes me happy. I've been thinking about it all day. I've been having And I've gotten some requests from people who are streaming on YouTube, and we are streaming live on YouTube. I've gotten some requests from people to play it again today and to replay the entire thing again. Somebody told me yesterday at a party that they had a pullover on the side of the road. They were laughing so hard at that clip. So since I just did a depressing abortion clip, this is probably the time now to boost everybody's mood. Go ahead. You still don't freaking have it.
It's going to be Trump.
All right, see, I talked over it. I'm sorry. All right, go ahead. Do it again.
Yeah.
It's going to be Trump.
That's it. Trump.
Rich, I'm not
I think
lie.
I will play the entire thing in its entirety in the next hour. I think I will because Rich, everybody loves it so
Rich,
much.
Rich, I'm not going to lie. I did exactly the same thing when I left that night from leaving here. Got done. I was busting out laughing when I got home. And then later on, I started cracking up about it. And my wife was like, asking me, were you laughing about it? I said, you have to be there. I couldn't explain it. But I was busting. Oh, my cheeks hurt the whole night.
Yeah. That's what this show does for you, Kirk.
Exactly.
That's what
right.
I'm saying.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. All right, so maybe I'll play it again in the five. And I got to finish with the guy with the black Santa that's gay, too. That's hysterical. That's a great one. And then coming up, what does it say about the state of this country right now where you've got Kamala Harris tiptoeing all around the major issue on the anniversary of the brutal terrorist attack against Israel? We're going to talk about that with our buddy Jeff Bartos. We got the chairman of the RNC, Michael Whatley, joining us later in the 5 o'clock hour. 30 minutes of nonstop talk coming up straight ahead for you. The big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaVanaria, VanariaDental.com. Coming right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com